Since September 11th, the government has spent tens of billions of dollars trying to protect the country from another terrorist attack. Yet polls show Americans are just as worried today about another terror attack as they were in the weeks after the planes hit the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. NPR's Pam Fessler traveled to Wilmington, Delaware, to learn what people there are feeling as the anniversary approaches.
It could only be called a nice day here in downtown Wilmington. Workers at the Hotel DuPont are arranging bundles of red and white balloons to mark the opening of the Sound of Music at the DuPont Theater. Playful dinosaur statues, crafted by local artists, sit at almost every corner. The pedestrian mall on Market Street is filled with office workers looking for a place to eat and to enjoy the midday sun as music is piped out from a nearby restaurant. By all appearances, things here couldn't be more normal. But normal today is not what it was 2 years ago. Pam List walked by some firemen on the corner collecting money for a charity, but then turned back to give them a dollar.
Sometimes when I see them, I just get tears well up in my eyes because I know what happened to, you know, to them on that terrible day. So, yeah, so that's where I'm at with it.
Another woman says she was jolted, not soothed, by the day's crisp air and blue sky because of the memories they evoked. Legal worker Elaine Slater says during a recent fire drill at her office, as everyone walked down the stairwell, she too was reminded of 9/11.
I can't imagine, and I never want to imagine anything like that ever happening again.
But Slater does think another terrorist attack is possible, even in Wilmington, with its concentration of financial firms, rail lines, and nearby chemical facilities. Many here now accept terrorism as a fact of life. Photographer Jose Arce says he's much more aware of his surroundings.
I find myself, especially when I'm walking into buildings in this area, I'm always looking at who's there, and I'm expecting good security.
He's also made sure his teenage children know how to get in touch with him in case of emergency. Others say they notice packages left unattended and think twice about taking a plane or even crossing a bridge. Accountant Daniel Lehan says he and some friends plan to fly to Las Vegas on September 11th, but change the flight to the 18th because of their concerns about safety.
It's something that's in my mind as well as, you know, my friends. So, but it doesn't consume me to the point where, you know, I don't go about doing things as I normally would on a regular basis.
In fact, like many here, Lehan says life must go on. There's only so much he can do about the terrorist threat, and it's not worth worrying too much about what in reality is a very small risk of attack.
I'm more afraid of somebody breaking in and stealing my TV than as opposed to me having to put up plastic across my windows and to seal off the air coming in the house.
Throughout the United States, people are getting on with their lives, but they also appear to have settled into a state of low-level vigilance, somewhere between the hysteria over anthrax and the false sense of security prevalent before 9/11. A recent poll by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press finds that nearly three-quarters of Americans now expect occasional acts of terrorism inside the United States. Most Americans say they're very or somewhat worried about such attacks. But Baruch Fischoff of Carnegie Mellon University says there's worried and there's worried.
Seeing the probability of an attack doesn't necessarily mean that people are losing a lot of sleep about it, that it's disrupting their lives.
In fact, he says, as time passes and Americans see that terrorism isn't a daily occurrence, their fears have been tempered.
People have seen that not much has happened. People have also learned about their ability to respond as individuals and as collectives to these different terrorist attacks. So whatever the risk is, if you think that we can get on top of it, that reduces the threat that it poses to you.
Fischoff says the recent blackout in the Northeast was a reassuring reminder that in emergencies, people seldom panic and at times are even heroic. Fischoff, who studies risk and decision-making, says people feel less threatened, too, if they think the government is keeping them informed and taking steps to protect them and let them know what to do in case of attack.
Excuse me. This is your home? How you doing? I'm with the Wilmington Fire Department, and we're dropping off these pamphlets.
Lieutenant Elbert Martin walks door to door in the South Wilmington neighborhood, distributing copies of the city's new disaster preparedness guide. Firefighters and police officers expect to deliver one to each of the city's 72,000 residents. It includes advice such as keeping a three-day supply of water and closing vents in case of chemical attack.
And it just tells you what to do in case of a disaster. It directs you as to where to go and what to look for.
Okay, thank you.
Should be some very important information in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll make sure I read it.
Joanne Denny accepts the guide with enthusiasm. She admits she has yet to prepare her own emergency safety kit, despite the repeated advice of government officials and her own concerns about terrorists.
So far, they've been avoiding Delaware, but it doesn't mean they always will.
In fact, no one here appears to have put together a basic emergency plan. A new poll by the Marist Institute for Public Opinion finds that only 1 in 4 Americans has done so. Wilmington Mayor James Baker says his city is trying to do what it can to make citizens feel more prepared and not confused like some were earlier this year when the government raised the alert level to orange.
Somebody got on television and told people to buy plastic and tape and have a secure room and all that. We felt that, you know, you really need to have more information than to just say suffocate yourself in a closet or something.
The city is also planning to install loudspeakers around Wilmington to tell people what to do in case of emergency. Such steps are not unlike what's going on in cities and towns around the country, but Mayor Baker says there's only so much he can do to alleviate public fears. In fact, some residents here express concern that government might be doing too much. Blair Dickinson says he's especially worried about the loss of civil liberties.
I'm not as concerned about the types of destruction that we experienced on 9/11 as I am with the type that we're perpetuating not only on other countries, but on our citizens. For example, banks are allowed to look at, basically cut people's accounts off and make reports to the federal government and not inform people.
Others here say they're willing to give up a little freedom if it makes them more secure. As for the war with Iraq, some people say it makes them feel safer. Others say it only makes them feel more vulnerable. Baruch Fischoff of Carnegie Mellon says even talking about these issues is a healthy sign. It shows that people have moved beyond the initial emotional response to 9/11 and are starting to face the terrorist threat in a more reasoned way. Pam Fessler, NPR News.